Next on the list, we have Luke Williams from Barnett, Howard, and Williams in Fort Worth. Luke is here to talk to us about student, parent, lawyers, and the top 10 things they wish we knew from their perspective. Luke has a plethora of criminal prosecutorial experience before he jumped into the school law side, where now he handles, and you know, take notes here, he handles Title IX investigations for ISDs and higher ed from both the complainant and respondent perspectives. So I look forward to hearing what Luke has to tell us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. I'm kind of used to walking around, so I'm going to do my best to stay right here where I need to be. I'm not sure the slide has not changed, so let's see. Sorry.
Technology is strange and arcane. Oh, it's gone.
Okay. All right. So, admittedly, I feel a little bit out of place. Maybe a lot out of place. I am primarily and have been primarily a criminal attorney. And so when Christy Hobbs, and I think Amanda Bigby had something to do with this, asked me to come speak, my first kind of thought was, what am I, as a criminal lawyer, going to talk to school lawyers about? And so just by a show of hands, how many of you represent students or parents in a private practice? Yeah, let the record reflect that not one hand went up just now. Okay, maybe one. Okay, thanks. Gotcha. All right. So when I put together the presentation, I thought, well, yeah, this is not going to be really applicable to anybody here. But my goal was to maybe give you some perspective about the attorneys that you deal with who are representing students and parents. And I think it's important, and I even in the criminal world, I think it's important that a defense attorney knows what a prosecutor's doing. I think it's important that a prosecutor knows what a defense attorney's doing. And to think about kind of the issues that are surrounding each case that normally you may not think about. And so I put together this presentation basically giving 10 tips for how to represent a student or a parent as a lawyer, knowing that none of you do that, okay? So, but I think it will, and as we go along, you'll get some perspective, and it might help you out. And so to start by giving you some perspective, I want you to think about a scenario, okay? The scenario is you've got a junior in high school who's in the lunchroom in front of every other student. We're at a 6A high school, 100 students in the cafeteria, school resource officers over there in the corner, assistant vice principal is milling around, walking, talking, and we've got this junior that stands up in front of everybody, takes out a massive vape device, and just rips the biggest cloud you could ever think of right in front of the school resource officer and fills the cafeteria with vape smoke. 3 days later, a parent and that student walk into your office as an attorney and say, "Can you please get all of this dismissed?" That's typically what the student parent lawyer has to work with and deal with. And so as a lawyer, you have two options in that scenario. You can say, "No, I don't think so. We'll see ya." And then the thoughts start rolling around in your head. Okay, I'm never going to get another client. I'm never going to make a dollar. I'm going to be bankrupt living in a van down by the river. Or you can think, okay, is there anything that I can do to help out in this situation? Maybe there's not.